Hey everybody, this is Alan Fine. I'm here with Donald Contursi, who's the president of Lip Smacking Foodie Tours in Las Vegas. Now, everything you've ever heard about them is true. And we're going to tell you more on Insider Travel Report. So you've been on a couple of times, and my partner, James Schillinglaw, has said some glowing things about you, and now I'm telling you, I'm almost unable to do this interview. I'm in like a food comatose.
Well, we're always looking to under-promise and over-deliver as much as you've heard great things.
So please remind everybody what it is you do.
So we host VIP dining experiences called Lip Smacking Foodie Tours. We have many different offerings in Las Vegas: lunch, dinner. We have a Lip Smacking Boozy Brunch. We have downtown. We have on the Strip. They're all curated experiences where you get to experience four of the top restaurants in Las Vegas with a tasting menu of three to four signature dishes from each one, and a tour guide that shows you around in between the restaurants and points out sites along the way. Dinner and a show, as I like to call it.
Now, so when did you start doing this?
6 years ago. So it's been very successful. We have multiple tours every day. We host a lot of private tours for, you know, corporate events. We host solo travelers. You name it, we do it.
Well, which tour am I on?
This is Savers of the Strip at Aria and in City Center area.
Right. So we show up at Aria, and then Tom tells us all about the artwork that's all around us, and then brings us into our first restaurant, which was Catch. And what did we have there?
Catch, we had the Catch Roll. Alaskan king crab inside, seared salmon belly on the top, little serrano pepper and miso honey.
Now that's the one that was flamed.
Yes, that one's seared the table side. Get your phones out, get Instagram, you know.
Yeah, keep your hair away.
Okay. And then we also had the crispy shrimp with a spicy aioli.
Oh, the crispy shrimp. It was double floured, and it was so lightly done. It's beautiful.
Yeah, the texture on that, it's very crispy, very light. It's delicious. They do a fantastic job on that dish. And then the filet skewer, filet mignon, with a wasabi soy.
Mm-hmm. It was a truffle.
Oh, yeah, truffle glaze. Very tender.
I was so tender.
Yeah, tender, delicious. And then if you had the optional beverage package, it's called One Too Many.
Right.
And that's strawberry-infused vodka. Avocado, coconut, rosé, and lime. It's delicious.
Right. So then I remember we were saying, if we eat all of these shrimp, we're not going to survive the night.
It's a lot of food, yeah. You know, definitely.
Right. So we then went from there to
Bardo Brasserie. Mm-hmm. That's Michelin award-winning chef Michael Mina.
French.
It's his new French restaurant, yes, inside Aria. And it's a brasserie, so you're going to have some amazing dishes that are done very approachable. Their signature French onion soup. Everybody absolutely says it's the best French onion that they've ever had. Mm-hmm. Love hearing that. And then we had a more adventurous item, escargot. They import the snails from Burgundy, France. They're done with an encrout over the top, a pastry. There's absinthe butter, Paris mushrooms. It's a very delicious dish. It's a great place.
It was like an escargot pot pie.
Yeah, that's a good way of putting it. And it's a fantastic place to try escargot for the first time because they do a really great job importing them from France.
And then there were these little bites that were like Caesar salad, except it was crab. Tell us about that.
That is a signature dish that the chef came up with to have all the flavor of a Caesar in one bite. It's an endive lettuce cup with the Alaskan king crab, lemon caper aioli, toasted breadcrumbs, Parmesan. So much flavor in that one bite.
How do they think of these things?
That's why they do so great. I mean, they're really creative.
Right. So then we said, okay, we're half done now, and we staggered out to the next place.
Javier's. Right. That, I truly believe, is the best Mexican restaurant in Las Vegas. I mean, their salsas are made throughout the entire day in small batches. This way they could be as fresh as possible. House-made chips, so the different salsas are delicious. And then they're not just any enchiladas. Half is a organic free-range chicken with guajillo sauce, and then another half you'll have the marisco, which is fresh Dungeness crab and shrimp with tomatillo sauce, refried beans, Mexican rice. I mean, it is delicious.
And even though you're just off the casino, if you look at the end of the restaurant, there was a beautiful piece of art installation. Tell us about that.
That is, it's called Chainsaw Mural by J. Chester Armstrong. It's a huge wooden mural. J. Chester Armstrong lives in the woods of Oregon, and he built this out of Oregon alder, the wood, all in under 6 weeks using a chainsaw. It's Day of the Dead, Dios de los Muertos, and it depicts the whole story.
It's remarkable.
It's unbelievable that it was done in that short amount of time, all with a chainsaw.
Right. So now we're getting our second wind, and we then went across. We left Aria, and we went where?
The Shops at Crystals to visit Mastro's Ocean Club, which is another celebrity hotspot, locations in Arizona and throughout California, Malibu, Beverly Hills. It's the place to see and be seen. They are also famous for some of their desserts that you got to experience, especially their signature warm butter cake.
Right. With a treehouse.
Yes, so that restaurant is actually in an inside of what looks like a treehouse. It's made out of African mahogany, and it's 80 feet tall. It was done by David Rockwell from the Rockwell Group, and it's just a gorgeous setting that overlooks the you feel like you're floating, really.
Mm-hmm. But has anyone ever said, this is so good, I want to come back tomorrow, what's the next tour?
Absolutely. Some guests see the value. They want to try as many restaurants as possible. They want
to
try
the way to do
ones.
It.
Oh, yeah, for what you get for the amount that we charge, it's unbelievable. I mean, it includes gratuities, the VIP access, multiple dishes. It's an experience. It's entertainment. It's not just having dinner.
I would think that the food is the star, but the co-star is the tour guide.
The tour guide really makes it a great experience. They're keeping everybody entertained, the energy up, answering any questions, facilitating any allergies or separate cocktail orders.
Well, he was like a traveling concierge as well.
Oh, yeah. Like a VIP host escorts you right into the restaurant, talks about each dish, just keeps the party going. And a lot of people say that the food is fantastic, so are the restaurants, but they keep speaking how great the tour guides are.
But the whole thing is like a rock star experience.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
You have a beverage package, and I saw a lot of things coming out bubbling.
Yes, so this optional beverage package, a lot of people want to go all in with the food and the cocktails. It's part of the experience. And then we highlight and feature a signature cocktail that's unique to the restaurant that pairs great with the food. So when we go to Javier's Mexican restaurant, we have not just a typical margarita, but we have a piña, which is made with fresh pineapple juice. So it's delicious. It's fresh pineapple. You don't find that everywhere. The cocktail that you're talking about is served with dry ice. They pour it tableside, and the dry ice keeps it nice and cold and bubbles in front of you. Again, very Instagrammable. It's not a typical dinner. It's an experience.
You had this groundswell, and you're just building and building, and then the pandemic happened. Now, how'd you get through that?
So we were closed for about 2 months.
That's not bad.
Not too bad. We were fortunate. We have a tour downtown, and those independent restaurants opened up prior to the resorts. So we shifted to hosting all of our tours downtown. And we also started something new during the pandemic for social distancing, which we've kept because we found has become very popular. They're self-guided food tours for a minimum of two. You book any time of day. You just go check in with the hostess at each restaurant. They have your tasting menu. Everything's paid for. We'll give you a virtual guide that explains how to get from restaurant to restaurant. And those have been very popular. We even started one in Chicago featuring deep dish pizza.
That's really smart. Now, so how do you choose your restaurants? How do you decide who your partners are going to be?
So that's my forte, is knowing about the restaurants in Las Vegas. I know which ones are the best, which dishes you're supposed to get when you go, and that's my specialty. And so whether it's the awards that they've won or the new, latest, and greatest, we truly do feature restaurants that it's challenging to get a reservation for, and we make a VIP where your table's reserved. There's no waiting. You get seated, served your signature cocktail if you opt for the beverage package, and then the signature dishes are paraded right out. So we wanted to curate that.
So I assumed that it was harder in the beginning to get restaurants to join, and now it's like, oh, with your popularity, can we be a part of it?
It was a challenge because they had never heard of something like this before, and my vision was always to to go prime time. So not just during the day when the restaurants are quieter, but we want to go when it's packed, and the only table that's open is the one that's waiting for us.
Right.
And so that was a challenge, but you know, we have great relationships. We bring a lot of guests through. They're always very happy with what the restaurants that we take them to, and they go back and they take photos and they tell their friends. And you know, when we do tours, we see guests in that same restaurant from the night before that are saying, right, flagging us down, saying, "Hey, we were on your lip smacking tour last night. We're back with friends." So it's just been great for everybody.
So Travel Advisors, this guy's your secret weapon. You pride yourself on knowing what's going on somewhere. He makes sure that he's your extension and can get you in the best restaurants without waiting.
And commissionable. So as the advisor has clients coming to Las Vegas or Chicago, we know they have to eat while they're in town. And it could be overwhelming. There's so many different restaurant choices. And more than likely, the client doesn't know about the Lip Smacking Foodie Tour. So when you suggest it, not only do you earn a commission, but they have an amazing time. And that's why they stay loyal to that advisor.
So let's talk about how do they work with you.
So they could go on our website and fill out a contact form. They could call us. They could email us. My email is don@lipsmackingfoodietours. Very responsive, 12% commission. We're a member of Virtuoso. We host extravagant tours, like an ultimate steakhouse tour that takes you to three of the top steakhouses. We have an option for a helicopter flight over the Strip afterwards. We'll arrange limousine pickup. Anything that the advisor would like for us to do with the client, we're always happy to talk.
About a luxe food tour.
Oh yeah, this is not your typical food tour. This is the Vegas version. Come hungry. We take care of allergies and dietary restrictions. We truly do take you to the top restaurants that are packed with reservations. It's VIP.
And who would you say your demographic is? Who's coming?
We often have a lot of husband wives. We have bachelor, bachelorette. We have solo travelers that are looking to, you know, meet others. We do a ton of corporate events, people that are looking to entertain their customers. They want to do something different and special. Well, with our experience, each time you go to the next restaurant, you end up sitting with different customers every time. So it allows for perfect networking without an interruption on what taking your order at the restaurant. It's all preset. We've curated an environment that's just built for the ultimate networking.
You may have covered this, but there are benefits to a foodie tour. What are they?
I mean, you get to try at least 12 signature dishes. You know, that would cost quite a bit of money. If
you don't have to keep reaching for your wallet.
Yeah, you walk right in. You don't have to think about the menu. We've highlighted.
No tipping. It's already included.
It's included. It's like Uber. You get up and you leave. And you learn about Las Vegas as you go restaurant to restaurant. The tour guide will actually point sites out, tell you about little speakeasies, things that you could use for your trip. And we even give a list of restaurant recommendations at the end. It's invaluable to just have that experience.
So can you tell us the difference between the Strip and the downtown tours?
They're very different. We have repeat guests. Take the next year the other one. We like to ask which you preferred. They can't give you an answer because they're so wildly different, but great in their own way. The Strip is glitz and glam. I mean, these restaurants are top notch. They don't skip a beat. I mean, they're beautiful. The service is exceptional. The food, the ingredients. And then we go downtown, which a lot of people are unfamiliar with, and the area that we go is a locals area. So these restaurants are independently owned by the chefs themselves. They're very creative with what they do. They're tucked around corners and in old motels that have been revitalized that featured places that are packed with the locals. And we talk about the history of downtown and why the revitalization of the area. There's a downtown container park that features over 40 repurposed shipping containers, all small businesses. We walk through there. We go to some craft cocktail bars that are really top notch. It's just a more of an urban, off the beaten path experience.
So I thought this was a nice touch. Can you see this? So what are these? These are Pepto-Bismol pills? You're eating so much. You need some relief.
No, those are after-dinner mints. It's a little keepsake. It's you know, something that people can remember and keep as a can. They could store whatever they like in there.
Okay. So, Donald, thank you for talking to me.
Thank you very much for having me. Appreciate it.
And this is Alan Fine for Insider Travel Report.